There was a lass in London town, she was both fair and witty, and as she passed up and down, was counted wondrous pretty. Amongst the lads that fell in love, a weaver came to woo her. He would not suffer her to rest, but night and day came to her. She called him fool and silly tool, and bade him gang away, sir. That foolish ass enamoured was, and needs with her would stay, sir. He called her pretty, sweet, and fair, he called her joy and honey. To house and land he was an heir, and had both goods and money. My father knew to cart and plough, my mother for to spin too. My grandmum she did tell me how a pretty maid to win too. Though you be coy, I'll call you joy, though you be proud and haughty, yet with my skill I'll win your will, for all you are so lofty. The maid began to be afraid, the fool was come to vex her. Upon the same she was resolved, that he should never have her. She bargained with a scrubbing wench, for to supply her place, sir, who took upon her all the charge, the weaver to disgrace, sir. She that was shy did now come nigh, and feigned she did adore too. 'Twas but a trick to cheat thee, Dick, and make thee pay the score too. For when you thought that you were brought unto the virgin's bed, esteeming 'twas your dearest love, but found the scullion maid. Being thus beguiled, the damsel smiled to think how she had served him. She kept his sense in such dispense that she had almost starved him. At last a dirty, nasty whore did creep unto his side, sir. The weaver's heart was almost sore to think what did betide, sir. It is, quoth Dick, a scurvy trick, but I will learn more wit, oh. I never will come near her more, nor pine away a whit, oh. Of a chambermaid I'll be afraid, and careful of her trick, too. And all the neighborhood shall know, and call me Honest Dick, too. Then neighbors all, both great and small, that are of my vocation, let not your eyes slight nor despise a country habitation. The city maid, I am afraid, is grown so light of late, sir. She will you horn, contemn, and scorn, and after break your pate, sir. You maidens fair that cumbered are with tedious suits and wooing, that meet with lovers troublesome who fain would be a-doing, learn but of me and rid it be of all that do you trouble. Look to your hits and try your wits, and then you may them bauble. You see how bravely Dick was mumped when he went to deceive me. I could not fancy him, I said, but Dick would not believe me. Yet he at last did see and taste what 'twas to lie and flatter. Oh, that would gall us pretty maids, get nothing by the matter.